Welcome to the Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy's Wellness Minute. I'm the Fat Guy, Lee Cantor. Today, Dr. Adam Schaffer and I are giving the skinny on wellness, health, diet, exercise, and weight loss. Isn't that right, Doctor?
That's right, Lee. And today, we're going to give you the greatest tip you can possibly think of.
Go. I cannot wait for this.
A simple wash for your fruits and vegetables.
Is it water?
No, it's more.
You need more than water.
Water does a lot of it, but it doesn't do all of it.
More than water to clean your fruit.
You know, when you go to the grocery store, Lee, and you see that spray that's sitting there, and you're going, oh, stuff to clean the fruits and veggies.
I think it's ridiculous because I use water.
I know.
I didn't even know you need anything
But people
else.
Buy this stuff, and they go, oh,
what's
my God.
What's in it? Bleach?
Well, I'm going to tell
you. Bleach?
If you ever looked on the... No, bleach would be the best, right? Wouldn't
right?
that be great?
That'd clean everything. Might affect the flavor. But you will not have any germs.
Right. 99.9% of all the germs.
And you.
Well, you're right. And it kills you as well. Now, we don't recommend using simple bleach as the solution to this. But what you're going to do is you're going to use a cup of water. You're going to use distilled white vinegar, a tablespoon of baking soda, and you could use a squeeze, you know, take a lemon and squeeze in some lemon juice in there. Or some people like to use a little bit of grapefruit seed extract. You can get that like at Whole Foods and put that in there.
So it's vinegar, baking soda?
Vinegar, baking soda, and water.
And lemon.
You stir that up and lemon because it makes it smell really good. It gives it a little bit of an acid in it as well.
But you better clean the lemon first with other lemon. Because you can't just put lemon in
well,
there.
Well, it's the juice. It's not the rind. It's the actual juice you're squeezing in there. Okay. Now you're going to combine all that stuff together, mix it up. Now, here's the only thing. When you're using this mixture.
Yes.
Don't use it on mushrooms.
Mushrooms, that'd be crazy.
Right, because they like to absorb. You know how mushrooms get with water.
Right.
So you spray this mixture onto your mushrooms, they're going to taste like white vinegar, baking soda, and lemon or grapefruit seed extract. You don't want that.
So it works for everything except mushrooms.
Which is good for you because I know you hate mushrooms.
So mushrooms have their own unique cleaner?
Right. So what you can do,
what you can do is
you can use this in a, just water.
Oh, that somehow works fine with water.
Right. But what you can do with your fruits and vegetables, you can take that, let it sit in a, you know, take that mixture, let them sit in there, or you can put it in a spray bottle and spray it on other certain things.
So you make a bunch of this and then put it in a spray bottle and then just put it next to the kitchen.
Absolutely. Now, you know, some fruits and vegetables, they absorb a lot more of the pesticides than other fruit. Like the things you got to be real careful of are like peaches. You got to be real careful of kiwis, apples as well. Those are things that you want to make sure that you soak in. Also, the berries are very important to soak in as well.
Right.
Cherries and berries.
Something where you just make a bunch of this, keep it in the sprayer, keep the sprayer right in your sink so you can rinse it off with water, but keep spritzing this stuff with
it. I think a better idea is to have some sort of make a tap, you know, next
just
to your
this.
Right. Put it under your sink and put
it's
a little spray gun.
Business.
Yeah. What do you think about that?
That's the way to go. Remember, Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy is a source for what's true and what's too good to be true in health and wellness. Check us out online at drfitnessandthefatguy.com for inspiration, education, and motivation. Until next time, keep well.